Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Naked Gaming Podcast. It's the only podcast you need for gaming news, reviews, and mega bands.
Yes, Chris Barrow and me, Lee Milner, here at your service.
Last month's episode, we previewed the Xbox Series X. We had all the new games there. Some of them were good, some of them were boring. Also, our reporter Alex Scissorhands Rhodes learnt to cut hair, sort of.
Oh, man. Wow, already the graphics are rough. I can see myself in the reflection. The guy, my victim, is already sat down.
You can get that now on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere.
Yes, this is our August episode. August already.
I know. Believe it. Where's this year gone?
What happened this year?
Can we forget this year?
Can we? No, we got married this year.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
We got married this year.
Can we forget this year after March the 23rd?
Well, it's been a busy month, hasn't it?
How many games have you been playing? You haven't had that much time this month, have you, really?
No, but I've been playing a bit of The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been playing Formula One 2020. A bit too much.
Loads.
Like, you'll be out at work late, and I'll be sitting at home going, I can win the Chinese Grand Prix. And do you know what my racing team's called?
Do you ever win?
Yeah, but I've got it set on easy, so.
Oh.
But my team's called Bailey, obviously.
Ah.
But what's weird is...
go Raikkonen.
The game seems to know, because it goes, in first place, Bailey. In second place, Lewis Hamilton. So it's like, it says it in a weird robot voice, and I like it. Now, this podcast, we've got all of the... gaming news. There's no new releases, though.
So what are we going to talk about for like half an hour?
Well, we've scraped the barrel to find some games that are worth playing this month.
Okay.
Also, we're going to find out about a game where you can learn about how animals and plants interact with each other.
I've been playing Ring Fit.
Yeah.
On the Nintendo Switch. Basically, it's an exercise simulator kind of where you have to do squats and leg raises. Do you know any of those, Chris, at all? Any of those
squats I've heard of, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I do exercises, but I do the Joe Wicks thing. So
All right, then. He
just goes, time to act like a bunny, and then you jump around the room a bit. That's what I do for my exercises. Don't pause for too long. Anyway, this is Lee having a go.
Hit myself on the table. Ow.
We've also got the latest Fortnite drama. Have you heard about this?
I have, yes.
Okay, we'll go through that. Make sure you subscribe. You can check out video versions of this podcast as well on YouTube, which is pretty cool.
Can you actually subscribe? I mean, actually do it right now.
Well, like press the button that says subscribe.
Hang on, I'm waiting.
I actually think I can hear an aeroplane.
There are loads of passengers right now hitting subscribe on that plane.
Well, because they're listening on the plane.
Because they're listening to us.
Should they be flying in the current climate? Anyway. Let's get the news now with the nation's favourite newsreader, me!
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you'd be nice then for a second. It is me. Move over, you. The League of Legends European Championship has cancelled a sponsorship deal with the city of Neom in Saudi Arabia after backlash from fans. The game's developer, Riot, was criticised for taking money from a country that has a poor record on human rights. Now the company says it realises the deal had caused rifts in the very community we seek to grow.
Welcome to Summoner's Rift.
If you want to look at a house that you're thinking of buying, but you can't get there, or you're worried about visiting because of coronavirus, then don't worry. You can look around with your very own virtual reality headset. You can choose a circle to stand in and see what the room looks like. 8% of Zoopla listings have a virtual tour option. You do need an expensive headset, though, to take advantage, but it might become more popular in the future.
Skiba, you move.
Earlier this year, we spoke to Sims 4 fan Ebonics, who told us about the different accessories she was making for fellow Simmers.
When it comes down to things like hair, which is really, really big in Black African Caribbean culture, there's a lack in that department. And that's not just The Sims, that is across the board.
Now EA has responded to critics who say the number of skin tone options in The Sims 4 is too limited. They promise that more diverse choices will be a priority, and issues around existing tones are also set to be addressed. Well done, Ebonics. And finally, in controller news, my favourite kind of news, Sony has confirmed that its existing PS4 controller will not work with PS5 games. They say, "We believe that PS5 games should take advantage of the new capabilities and features we're bringing to the platform. Bye-bye, money. Looks like it's going to be an expensive Christmas."
Thank you, Lee Milner, with the gaming news. Just quickly, I've got some lighter stories for you. I think you saw a few of these as well. I'll start off with the dad who baked his son's controllers by mistake in the oven.
It happens. It happens.
He sent out this picture, which you can see on our Twitter, at Naked Gaming Pod, and it says, "Put son's PS4 controllers in the oven last night to hide them so that he'd go to bed. I didn't tell my wife, who then put the oven on this morning, and they really look very melted." That's an expensive... not even a biscuit or a cookie
or
anything.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Well, he's going to be buying them new again. Also, this is a really weird story, but I do love it. It's an author called John Boyne who's won awards. Anyone can win an award, though. I don't understand what you mean by an award-winning author.
Wow.
It's like, I'll give myself an award.
Totally degraded.
Take that, John Boyne. He wrote a book called The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that well-known book.
Classic. He Googled... for one of his books, How to Dye Clothes Red, and it came up with loads of ingredients of how to dye clothes, but in the game The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So if you want to make your dye in the game, you've got to use Octorok eyeballs, Hylian mushrooms, stuff like that. And he didn't realise, so he just put it in his book and just copied
what?
And pasted. Yeah.
What?
He says he's now acknowledged Zelda in the credits of his book, even though he's never ever played a video game.
Oh, come on.
Not
Come
even Tetris,
on.
Pac-Man.
Does he keep his award?
I'm going to take it off him. Finally, our friend Wolfies, who went to see, who won loads of money by coming second in the Fortnite World Championship last year. He saw a story about another gamer whose dad smashed up his computer monitor. Did you see that? This kid was playing a gaming tournament and his dad kind of smashed the monitor. And he
That's
was really
very nice.
And he couldn't afford to buy a new one. So Wolfies went, I gotcha. So he's going to...
Oh, that's nice. Although, why did he smash his monitor up?
I think
that's
he was a bit of an angry man, unfortunately. Yeah. But Wolfie's to the rescue, and you can listen to Lee's interview with him in our September episode if you download it right now.
Stop kidding around. Snake!
Now, I've always thought of myself as a pretty good writer. Yeah? Scripting the podcast.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Apart from the dad jokes.
All right. I'm sure you wouldn't mind doing a bit of acting, because I know you're a bit of a diva like that.
Yeah.
So, the Fortnite drama. Have you seen some of it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. Epic Games, who make Fortnite, have been banned from the Apple Store and the Google Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided to turn it into a Netflix...
Oh, my goodness.
...drama.
You're going to sell this to Netflix?
I hope so. Everyone else is getting their programs on there. So, you can be Epic Games.
Right, yeah.
I'll be Apple. And Alex Rhodes is going to be playing the part of Google Play. Thanks so much, Alex Rhodes. We appreciate that. There's no live theatre at the moment, so I thought let's fill in the gap, you know. Anyway, right, ready? Hello. I'm Apple.
This is awful.
I'm really happy that I'm taking a 30% cut of all the in-game currency of Fortnite. It makes me happy, and I love money.
Hang on! That's not fair. I want to keep some of all that money for myself. It's not fair.
You said it's not fair twice, but I did write that in the script. Anyway.
I like Google Play. It's nice.
Thank you, Alex. Sorry, Google, I mean Google.
I'm going to let gamers buy in-game. What?
Why can't you say buy in-game currency?
Have I got the part?
No. Yeah, you're the only one available.
I'm going to let gamers buy in-game currency for cheaper than they can get on the App Store and on Google Play.
Hang on, that's not nice for me.
If you do that, I'm going to ban you from the store and you won't have access to all of our gamers.
Yeah, not bothered. Hey, everyone, discounts on Fortnite V-Bucks. If you buy them directly from me, get your V-Bucks.
Way! Activate the ban hammer!
Oh, that's not very nice. Everyone who subscribed earlier just starts unsubscribing.
And that was our Fortnite drama. Well done. What did you think?
I thought it was horrible.
But did you understand the story?
No, that's actually confused it.
Yes, I also did edit in my own applause sound effects. There we go. Anyway, tune in next time for another edition of Fortnite Night. No?
How long did it take you to do that?
Too long.
This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with me, Lee Milner, and Chris Barrow.
It's time for our item. Now, this is a cool game here. Do you know what an ecosystem is, by the way?
Yeah.
Just as a start. So an ecosystem, I looked up a definition because I think I knew what it was. But anyway, it's a group of organisms like animals, plants, etc. that interact with each other. Like, let's say an anteater eats an ant in the desert. That's a very small ecosystem. Mm. But then something might come along and eat the anteater.
It's the circle of life.
It's like you've done it better than I ever could have said it. Da-da. It's like the circle of life. Now, let's say there was no anteaters. The ants would go, hooray, we don't have any predators. And they'd go, bosh. But then they might eat all of the plants in the surrounding area. Mm. So that's an ecosystem. Anyway,
Mufasa knew.
Mufasa knew.
He knew the way of life.
I don't think Mufasa's in this game, although we can find out. Researchers at Imperial College London have designed this game to teach people how ecosystems work. It's called Eco Builder, which you can get on smartphones and tablets. And you build your own ecosystem with plants, and then you decide who gets to eat. So you're playing God, basically. And depending on your decisions, some species will survive and some will go extinct. This is Jonathan Zheng, who developed the game as part of his PhD. He says that the discoveries that you can make in the game could end up genuinely helping the planet.
In Yellowstone Park in the US, in 1926, the wolves were hunted by humans who didn't realize, you know, the ramifications of their actions. And because they went extinct, it meant that the elk in the ecosystem didn't have a predator anymore. They started eating all the plants. And then there weren't enough plants for the small animals, so the entire health of the ecosystem started deteriorating. And so my PhD supervisor, he watched a documentary on this, and he thought, this is a cool story, but it would also make a cool game. Because you could have your own simulation, and then you could decide to add the wolves yourself, or you could decide to add another species and then see what happens.
The more people that play and come up with different strategies, I guess you can assess which ones are successful and they could contribute to some genuine discoveries here.
Yeah, actually, it already has. I just finished up my PhD thesis a few days ago, and the top three players in each of the last few levels of the game, they got a mention in my PhD thesis.
It's like the ultimate leaderboard. It's not like, you know, when you played the arcade machine and you'd write your three letters. This is a different way of cementing your status.
And you actually get to help science as well.
So you took some of the real life models that people are using to create predictions, I suppose, of how environments and ecosystems will react. How accurate are they, though? Because if they are slightly out, then the game will be slightly out.
That is a good question, actually. So they've been successfully used to model aquatic ecosystems, actually. There's this thing called EcoPath with EcoSim, which has been used for decades for fisheries to model the impact of like overfishing one species of fish, or the impact of not fishing one other species of fish. So they have been used in real life applications before. But you are right that the models are really complex, so they're difficult to kind of get the parameters right. And that's actually one of the tasks that we're asking the player to do. Like, we're asking them, how many of these heavy animals can you add before the ecosystem collapses? And that kind of thing. Or how many small animals do you need to sustain a healthy ecosystem?
Is it better to introduce the wolves, or is it better to not touch anything and just to let it, you know, nature correct itself in a way?
One thing that is clear from these mathematical equations is that nature does fix itself, but it can't fix itself if changes happen too quickly. If humans hunted all the wolves to extinction within a number of years, then the ecosystem can't really react that quickly because evolution happens on timescales that are too large.
Games usually have to be fun to play. So how did you also make sure that this was actually a fun game to play, that people would want to come back and try and beat the final levels and the high scores?
Yeah. So that was actually a problem that took a lot of thinking, because a game studio, when they design a game, they design the simulation to be fun. whereas we were stuck with our simulation. So it's a weird like reversal of the order in which you'd usually do things. And the way we did it was a bunch of things that a lot of games do anyway. If you add stars to a game, people want to collect stars. And it took a while to design all the levels that are in the game to be kind of puzzles that aren't too difficult, but are still kind of, that they still have this light bulb moment where once you solve it, you realize, ah, I understand something now. And that was especially difficult with our simulation because, you know, you had to work around the mathematics. And obviously me and the team had to understand the mathematics as well before we could make the levels kind of the right balance between difficulty and, you know, challenging.
So interesting. Jonathan Zheng from Imperial College London. And you can download Eco Builder now on the App Store, Google Play, everywhere. But not where you could get Fortnite from, obviously.
Let's go on to new releases now.
There aren't any.
Okay.
There's no new release.
The end.
Game companies now think, well, it's 4 or 5 months to Christmas. Mm. Let's just wait.
They released loads through lockdown.
I know.
And then they think, right.
Christmas. Well, hang on a second. There is one game, actually, that we can preview, and that's called Fall Guys. It's going huge online, and it's a PlayStation and Steam game. I haven't played it yet, though, but it's apparently this month's only big release. But luckily, one of our friends, Jack Surfleet, who's a broadcaster and he knows about these sort of things, has been playing this game non-stop. So, Jack, take it away.
A new Battle Royale game has joined the market, and, well, it's slightly crazy. Fall Guys has been out on PC and PlayStation 4 for only a few weeks, and has already built up a consistent player base. It's not hard to see why. Let me tell you how it works. It's a combination of a battle royale and a set of mini-matches, with a few co-op challenges thrown in for your added frustration at your once enemies, now teammates. You'll be playing as one of 60 bean-shaped contestants, and each round you'll waddle, stumble, fall and roll your way to the finish, through slime and hoops, across phantom pathways and over rotating barrels. A small number of players will be eliminated each round until a few of you remain, for a mad dash to get your hands on the crown. The thing that sets this game apart from others is the sheer madness of a small playing area and lots of competition. It's near impossible early on to play with a tactic in mind. It's both frustrating and hilarious. The short load times and fast respawns will leave you trying again and again. You won't get bored though, as there are around 24 different mini-games in rotation. It's a game of frustration, luck and downright hilarity, as only one stray piece of flying fruit, an annoying tic-tac-sized contestant or a huge set of swinging balls, stick with me, can derail your chances of qualifying. That said, they're the reasons you'll be coming back and playing again and again and again.
Thanks to Jack Surfleet and Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout is available on Steam and PlayStation. It's around £20, depending on how you get it.
You're listening to the Naked Gaming Podcast with Chris Barrow and me, Lee Milner.
Now, do you remember when automatic running games were all the rage? So
basically,
your character auto-runs and then you just jump or turn left and right.
Yeah.
And they were so popular once upon a time.
Yeah.
Well, in this retro revival, it's Run Alex Run. Our reporter Alex Rhodes is going to play Mario Run.
Mario!
Hello, Chris and Lee. Alex here. Now, normally, when you guys tell me I'm going to be playing a mobile game, I roll my eyes in anticipation because I know it's usually going to be some terrible dross from the darkest depths of the Apple Store. But I've been given a bit of a break this month because I'm playing Super Mario Run, as you might be able to tell by the jaunty background music. Listen. Very nice, very nice. I've not actually got around to playing this one yet. I meant to install it, when it came out, but you know how iPhones are, you quickly run out of space. So, let's have a go. Okay, World 1, Level 2. Now, interestingly, if you've not played this game before, I thought, first of all, you would have to play it horizontally. You know, it'd want you to turn the phone sideways to maximise that big screen. And when you think about the, you know, the platforming games, you think, well, yeah, you're going to want to see as much of the screen as possible. But actually, it's in vertical. Let me just jump over there. And Mario runs automatically. You don't have to press, you know, sideways on the right-hand side of the D-pad or anything like that. Mario runs forward. Basically, you're in charge of jumping. That being said, actually, it said in the tutorial Mario jumps over the small objects automatically. So sometimes you think, well, what am I even here for? It's basically get as much coins as possible. There are also five pink coins, which are sort of special coins, in every map. Try and get all of them if you can. Yeah, so Mario, even the enemies, Mario will just automatically jump over them. I haven't even sort of, you know, been hit once by an enemy. Because, as I say, I just got hit by an enemy there. That's deeply embarrassing, isn't it? There we go. That's the end of the map. So it feels sometimes a little bit like, it's a little bit easy. And I think the game makes a, you know, that's part of its selling point. It's a bit of a virtue. Oh, you can hear Toad piping up. It sort of says, you can play in the tips, it's like, oh, you can play this as one hand. You only need one hand. And yeah, okay, that's fine. I guess if you're playing on the bus, maybe you can't concentrate as much. So you've got like a little home base area that you can buy different things for. So you can use the in-game currency for that. Or, you know, if you want to actually plump for the actual currency, which is what they'd love you to do, you can do that as well. So I've already built like a little Toad house that lets you play a bonus game. So here we go. Oh, okay. Basically, you pick up or down. There's four doors, and one will lead to riches, the other to nothing. But the game's free to download. It's relying on microtransactions, obviously. It's pretty good so far. The graphics are great. It looks like a proper Mario game. It sounds like a proper Mario game. And I noticed earlier as well, it's like, oh, do you want to switch easy mode on? I thought we had easy mode on already. But maybe, you know, it's a good way of getting kids into gaming. Who knows? Maybe that's what you need these days in the age of TikTok and Instagram. Mario has to be vertical to keep up with TikTok. That's the real reason, kids.
Thanks, Alex. Mario Run is available now on mobile devices for free.
Hadouken! Time for our simulator of the month on the Naked Gaming podcast. We've been speaking about your fitness regime during lockdown. Lots of pictures on Instagram of you wearing gym kit.
You can follow me at Lee Milner TV, just saying.
And we've spoken about your personal trainer, Marvin.
Marvin.
Who likes Last of Us 2.
Yes, and...
Has he bought it yet, though?
No.
Come on, Marvin.
He decided to go with Ghosts of
Tsushima. That's probably a good choice.
He was saying, though, that he likes it. The graphics are amazing.
Of Tsushima.
It's
a very slow start, though.
But he says it's like... It's just a slash and dash kind of game.
Yeah.
Like you just, you know.
He should have bought The Last of Us 2.
I said this to him.
Which is what I said.
I said this to him.
I said it was a non-essential purchase. Goes to Tsushima. Maybe he can play online co-op with you, though, because they're releasing that download.
Maybe. Can you imagine? Work, Lee.
Can't he just use the money that you're paying him to buy Last of Us?
I said that to him. I said that. I said, with this money, go buy yourself The Last of Us 2, and he did.
Maybe he will. So we bought ourselves Ring Fit Adventure this month because we're kind of intrigued as to how it works and what's involved. It's a Nintendo Switch game.
Was it £80?
£80.
Did you pay £80 for it?
Yeah, so you get the Ring peripheral.
It's well made.
It's very solid,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It's well made.
It's about £80. You also get a leg strap. So you put one part of the Nintendo Switch controller on your leg for running, and you put the other part...
A bit like what holds your iPod. Oh, God, who has an
iPod? How old are you?
Who has an iPod? An iPhone, you know, on your arm.
So that goes around your leg, and you also click the other side of the controller. It's like a big steering wheel, kind of. Mm. Now, to press the button, you squeeze it in, you pull it to do other things. It senses what you're doing with the controller, doesn't it?
I think I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to... fitness stuff.
Well, it has to be high quality because you have a lot of, you know, resistance bands and mats. Yeah. So is it any good? You decided to take it out for a spin. Ring Fit, C-spin. Anyway, play the tape. So your first proper level.
Hit myself on the table. Ow. So you got to, like, jog, and then you've also got to squeeze it in and out. The ring, that is. Oh, you're putting me off. I was doing really well.
Yeah, let's see your feet.
Super best. I hope you're putting that song over the top. Got those tiger feet.
Oh.
Ooh. Level two up.
Made some gains.
I'm quite good at this.
Well, this is the first level.
Yeah, exactly. You say, well, you're like running through an obstacle course. And you have to squeeze the ring to, like, blast obstacles in your way. Now I'm up against a little monster that looks like you.
Oh, thanks, nice.
Yeah. And I know from watching you have to do different kind of exercise moves, so I think we'll go for squats.
All right. So you went on to beat the dragon boss in the end, actually.
Yeah.
What did you think of the game, of Ring Fit Adventure?
Okay. I was quite sceptical to begin with, because I always think with these things, they don't actually calculate your calorie, the amount of calories
you
burn.
It's quite gimmicky, isn't
it? How on earth can it do that? But actually, I was quite surprised. It gets your heart rate up. It gets you to do different movements. So 1 minute you're jogging, 1 minute you're squatting, 1 minute you're doing something else.
Leg presses.
Leg raises.
Yeah.
And all the while you're being distracted by playing a video game and trying to beat baddies and trying to get through obstacles. So it is a fun way of getting fit. However, there are a few flaws to it. So it was only the first kind of workout as such, but you only had a choice of four kind of movements. So you can either do a squat or a chair, something like a yoga move.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like a more, you know, a wider range of movements, because it gets a little bit boring.
Especially to start with, because you're reasonably experienced, you know, fitness enthusiast, basically. And you unlock 40 moves eventually. But I think for you, having four and then...
It's quite repetitive.
You wanted to unlock the later moves quicker,
more
quickly.
Yeah, it's quite repetitive. Also, it's quite interesting because I have a smartwatch, and I was comparing it to how many calories it said on my smartwatch.
What, on the game compared to the... Yeah.
Yeah, and actually it said I burned fewer calories on the game compared to on my smartwatch. So I don't know how accurate it actually is.
I don't think that the game factors in how much jogging on the spot you're doing.
It says it does.
I know it says it does, but... If you jog on the spot for 15 minutes and then you do all those exercises, it says you burnt like 80 calories. And I think that's way too low.
Yeah, I think if you really take your fitness extremely seriously, I don't think it's for you. I stick with your PT sessions or the gym. But if you just want a fun way of getting fit, then this is definitely for you. And it is extremely fun and it gets you going. So
there was a very long cutscene at the beginning though, wasn't there? 5 minutes.
That's when you should go get your water, go get the mat, even go get changed if you want.
Yeah, get it going early. So, £80, is it too expensive?
Yes.
How much do you think it should cost? Bear in mind it's a
specific
accessory.
I'll be honest with you.
£40 to £50,
I think.
Yeah, okay.
It's £30 too much.
Ring Fit Adventure is available now for Nintendo Switch. It's £80. Well, we're done. Another classic episode for August with very
few... We've done quite well to say there's not many games out.
There's no games.
No games.
Any releases. Got a few messages, though, this month. Ben sent us an email saying, I'd like to ask if you can do a special on a game called Rocket League in collaboration with the Naked Neuroscience people. So that's one of our other teams here, which we are going to do, by the way. I've spoken to Katie from that podcast. We're going to do it. He's been playing the game for some time. Now, if you haven't played Rocket League before, you basically drive around in a car and it's like you're playing football. So it's like 2-on-2 or you can play one-on-one. You drive your car into the ball and then it sort of bounces.
Like foot golf.
Like foot golf. You're supposed to try and get it in the goal. And you're playing against other people.
Awesome.
He says it gives me an insight into the mental requirements to play the game at a top level. That's what he's interested in knowing.
Okay.
Because, you know, people who are playing elite sports competitively, there are tactics that you can use to try and beat the other team at Rocket League. And it's one of the most highly competitive games that there is in the competitive scene. He says maybe you could put a brainwave meter on a pro and record their reaction times, something like that. So we're going to look into that. I think it's really, really interesting.
This is so cool.
Thank you, Ben Fairhead. We appreciate that. I also got one comment on Twitter here. This is from Hopple Game, who always likes our YouTube videos. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And they say, because there's no new releases, have you finished playing all of your old games? Have you been...
God, no. You know what?
I've got a list.
I have got so many games that I need to complete and to start. Like Animal Crossings, I haven't been on that in ages.
Yeah.
Streets of Rage, I also want to complete again.
On more harder difficulty.
Yeah, I want to complete Crash Bandicoot before the fourth one comes out. Yeah. I want to get further in Last of Us 2. I want to start Ghost of Tsushima.
There's
too many!
I've actually written a list of games I still need to play. Final Fantasy VII, the new one, which I've only done a little bit of. Dragon Age Inquisition. Yes, Your Grace looks a really cool game. I want to go back and complete Alan Wake, Spider-Man.
Oh, I actually want to try a bit of Control as well.
Death Stranding, I never completed. GTA 5.
There's too many.
Kingdom Hearts, one day. Never going to get there. So, yeah, thank you. We'll try and complete some old games. Let us know what you're playing, if you've gone back and decided to dig out Grand Theft Auto 3 and go old school. It's at Naked Gaming Pod on Twitter. You can find you at Lee Milner TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at DJ Chris Barrow. And then there's, of course, at Naked Gaming Pod. I was going to say we should do some exercise to finish, but I come too tired. I can't do
come
it.
Come on. Get the headphones off, Chris.
Lift the microphone and drop the microphone.
Let's go.
And
lift Let's do some press-ups.
I might be back next month. We'll see if I survive this.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.